Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A God Who Gives. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A God Who Gives, written and read by Lynette Kittle. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Although the enemy of God is at work to deceive people into thinking he is a stingy, closed-hand withholder of everything good and wonderful life has to offer, it couldn't be further from the truth. It's all a lie. Just lying propaganda from the father of lies. John 8:44 describes who is behind these untruths. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. As James 1:17 describes, God is the perfect giver. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He is the one who has given us his all, to the point of Jesus laying down his own life to save us. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. 1 John 3:16. Like John 15:13 explains, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. When the enemy tells us God is keeping his blessings from us, we want to remind ourselves how he gives abundantly to us. As 2 Corinthians 9:8 describes, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Below are 10 ways God gives to us to help remind of his generosity, especially when we're struggling, thinking God is withholding good things from us. God gives his life. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Genesis 2:7. God gives salvation. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Titus 2:11. God gives freedom from the penalty of sin and death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. God gives his spirit without limit. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives his spirit without limit. John 3:34. God gives his peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. God gives his friendship. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. James 2:23. God gives whatever we ask. But I know that even now God will give whatever you ask. John 11:22. God gives victory. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. God gives strength. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Psalm 29:11. God gives power. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praise be to God. Psalm 68:35. Intersecting faith and life. This week, make a list of all the ways God is giving to you. Keep it in your phone or post it on your mirror to remind you each morning to remember and appreciate God's generosity to you. If you feel like you're at a loss of what to write, copy the 10 ways above to help remind you and encourage you. Further reading, 6 good gifts God gives His children.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.